kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Magandang-magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Magandang umaga sa ating mga tagapakinig dito sa Love Down Under, isang bagong-bagong araw ng Sabado para sa ating lahat and of course para sa lahat ng ating mga nakikinig.
Tama yan. Ako, magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat, sa ating mga kababayan na nakatutok ngayon sa SBS Filipino sa Love Down Under.
Excited kami na i-share sa inyo itong kwento ng ating mga kababayan, mga half-fellow Australians at kung paano nga ba nila binuo ang isang podcast na patok sa ating mga kababayan.
Tama yan. At syempre, naku, napakaraming nakaka-relate, di ba, sa kanilang mga pinag-uusapan, sa kanilang podcast. At syempre, kung kayo po nag-follow sa kanilang social media, lalo na sa Instagram.
Yung mga topics nila, di ba, very funny at the same time. Marami ka matututunan, marami ka rin marirealize tungkol sa mga experiences mo back home and of course, kung ano rin yung mga na-experience mo dito sa Australia. Kaya naman, para sa ating mga tagapakinig at ngayong araw na to, pakilala na natin ang ating mga guests. Walang iba kundi the Cheat Coders. And good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello. Drum roll, please. Yeah. Yeah.
We are the Cheat Coders, aka the guys who wear hats everywhere. Yeah. I just noticed we are all wearing hats.
For now, ayan, bago tayo magsimula ng ating kwentuhan, before we start this really, really exciting conversation, pakilala muna natin, isa-isa, let's get to know the Cheat Coders, the people behind this podcast show. So, who wants to start and introduce
Don.
Okay, si Don talaga. Okay. Let's start with Don.
Alay.
So, my name is Don, aka Don Doing Stuff. I am a singer, musician, wannabe comedian, martial artist. I do so many things that it kind of lends to what we do on the podcast, because we're able to talk about lots of things. I guess I'm a slasher. Is that what you call it?
Okay. Like
singer slash musician slash
slasher.
Slasher.
Not that type of slasher.
Okay.
It's a horror genre. It's something else. And that's me. Don Doing Stuff.
Thanks, Don.
Yep.
Slasher.
My name is Raf. I am the guy who introduces the podcast. I am the one who doesn't miss a podcast unless my wife is pregnant and in labor.
Okay.
And I am a videographer by trade. Got my own business, Hyperreal Brand. Yeah. And
shout out.
And a father and currently losing sleep.
Oh, that's a good description. Okay.
Where do I start? My name's Christian Garcia. I sa Philippines ako pinanganak and moved here when I was 9. Mm-hmm. I've been friends with Don for the longest time, since we were kids, and I was the last member to join the podcast. So I'm not a slasher like
there was
Don.
we shared a love of chicken. And so that's why he joined the podcast.
Chicken wings.
Chicken.
Yeah, so you're saying the Love Down Under. So they got the Love Down Under from the chicken with the egg and stuff. And that's okay. when they're blessed with their friendship, you know what I mean?
Perfect naman. Di ba pinagsama? Nagkatagpo.
Totoo.
Dahil sa chicken. Ayan.
We will try our best to do Tagalog.
Walang problema.
I'm sorry guys, medyo malalim yung Tagalog ko.
That's okay. We can understand.
We'll do Taglish for everyone who's listening. At saka I know marami tayong listeners din naman na mga Phil Aussies, second and third generations who understands Taglish.
Parang, sabihin mo na lang, di na ako sasagot ng Tagalog Filipino. But I understand what you're saying. Tatlo ba kayo originally or apat? I can see in here na meron bang missing in action ngayon?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's Nats Blazing. He's all the way in London.
Oh, right.
So he resides in London at the moment. Okay. He used to be in Australia about 3-4 years ago when we started the podcast. It was me and Nats Blazing.
Yeah.
Right. And then after a while, he decided to do a little life change, sea change, move to London.
Right.
And he was like, you know what, maybe we should stop doing the podcast. And I said, no.
No. All right.
You cannot escape.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he loves being a part of the podcast. And the way that we get him involved is that he goes, we do like a little, not a Zoom conversation, but he tune in virtually. Okay. And then we get to have our conversations there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Silang dalawa yung co-founders ng podcast. So, Raf and
so that's the cheat coders. But let's talk about the cheat coders for a bit. Sorry, I'm looking at the camera here. No. So, what inspired you guys to start this podcast?
Raf?
So, we were at a Starbucks. And I was with Nuts Blazing. We were trying to find ways to do other creative things rather than music. Because ways to promote ourselves, because I was doing my videos, he was doing his music.
Yeah.
And then I'm a fan of listening to podcasts all the time. Like I used to do long drives when I was working as a property videographer, doing filming houses all the way up in Newcastle and all that stuff. So I needed a way to, you know, listen on the road. So instead of music, because that tends to make me fall asleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tulog. And so yeah, I'm getting there. And so I listened to podcasts, and that's when I became a fan of podcasts. And I'm like, I think I could use this as a platform to make me speak and communicate more better. Because back then, as an introverted creative, my speaking skills, communication skills, wasn't on par with what I wanted to be. Especially when you want to run your own business, right? Mm-hmm. So that was a way to improve our speech, improve our ways to communicate with other people. And yeah, it grew from there, from talking about music, and then after that, it grew from there to talking about more Filipino content, and then that's when the boys slowly came together, and then here we are, the Cheatcoders podcast.
In summary, Raf likes the sound of his own voice, so
yes, that's what I realized doing a podcast. When you listen to your own voice, I kind of enjoy it.
Loving your own voice.
That's it. Were you talking about Love Down Under?
Yes.
I was doing the Love Within Me.
Okay, all right.
Self Love Down Under.
Self-love, you know.
My friends in Philippines would say, feeling sure.
Ah, feeling sure. That's all right. Doesn't really matter.
It translates.
Okay,
trust me.
And guess what? Like, all the comments that we get on our TikToks and our Instagram is our accents. They're like, wow, you Filipino with an Australian accent. It's really something different. It sticks out.
Yes.
You know, it makes us like stand out from the pack. You know,
we're seen as exotic.
Exotic, yes.
Curious lang ako, no? Tanong ko lang, Edinel. With the name, like, Cheat Coders. Buti lang may coder sa dulo. And then, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, bakit Cheat Coders?
What's in the name?
One of our guests is funny. Like, one of our guests, shout out to Leanne. She thought our podcast was about, like, a relationship podcast about cheating.
Okay.
She legit, like, are you guys talk about that stuff? And I'm like, no. We talk about completely other things. Cheat Coders is like, when we were kids, we were a fan of, like, video games.
Yeah.
And, like, I was the type of person that really didn't have the patience to finish the game. Mm-hmm. So there was a thing called cheat codes.
Yes.
Where you could get, like, the best stuff out of the game. So we incorporated that into our podcast. So whatever we talk about, because we're not really experts in, like, love. We're not experts in Filipino-isms. And we provide kind of, like, the cheat codes of it. The fun stuff, you know? You know, get through all the boring stuff, but we get that out of the way. Get the fun stuff of it. That's the cheat codes.
The podcast really evolved from when it started. Since its inception of Nats and Raf, it started off with just them talking. And then they eventually started interviewing friends. And our friend group just so happens to be made of lots of creatives, so rappers, singers, videographers, dancers, all of that stuff. And then, I was in Singapore at the time, and I wanted to start my own podcast. And I think for me, I felt when I was living there, I felt quite isolated. And so when I joined the podcast, to be on their show, I was able to feel connected. And I think that's something that even now we're able to do with people that are overseas. So like there's our kababayans in other countries, they feel like they're hanging out with their friends when they're listening to our podcast. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing that we love about, we get lots of messages about from people saying that, you know, they feel like they're at home when they listen to the podcast. And then one of the really good things that we love about doing this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny. It's entertaining. It's informative at the same time. The podcast. So as we listen to those very short clips in Insta, you would want to listen more when you see or those type of topics and conversations. But being Filipinos and Australians at the same time, how do you guys balance your identities in this podcast?
I think all of us Well, I was born in sa Filipinas, and Garcia was born in Philippines. Were you born?
Yeah, I was born in Quezon City.
Yeah, so all three of us were born here in sa Philippines, and we moved when we were quite young. And we've always talked about the almost like parang identity crisis ng second generation immigrants, that it's when we grew up here in Australia, we're not quite Australian. But if we go back to the Philippines, we're not quite Filipino because we're, you know, we're foreign to things. So we struggled with that. And I think a lot of immigrant, like second generation immigrants, struggle with that identity crisis. We went through a phase where, unfortunately, we were kind of ashamed of the Filipino heritage, you know. Because
I wasn't. I love it.
Because you know, for in order for us to fit in, we needed to be a lot more Australian, right? And and we that's what we thought. Well, that's what I thought growing up for a little while. Mm-hmm. But it's great to now have lots of representation. I think the other thing that we've been told is we add to that representation, and so people see Filipinos, you know, and other different types of Filipinos, not just the nurses, not just the, like, you know, the people that work on a cruise ship or chefs and things like that. You know, there's more diverse type of Filipinos out there.
Yeah. Like, shout out to my parents, man. Yeah. Because, like, they kept me, not in check, but, like, they kept the Filipino culture in me. Like, I think without them, if I'd, like, you know, if I didn't have my Filipino parents, I wouldn't be as, you know, culturally aware about my about the Philippines or everything like that. And growing in the podcast, it really shows, because back then, like, you know, I'd consider myself as just like, you know, an Australian that happens to be Filipino, you know what I mean? But then as we continue to do the podcast, having conversations with ourselves and realizing that we all have these different, like, not different, like similarities. Yeah. Of, like, we relate to each other and how we've been raised in our households. The funny stuff about our households is kind of the same, you know, like, and seeing that grow and realizing that, like, people from the other side of the world relate to that stuff. Yes. Like, it feels like you, all this identity crisis, it feels like, you know, that crisis is no longer there because we found ourselves a place, you know, as like, a different identity than just being Filipino. We're just Filipino that's in another country type of thing, you know what I mean? And we struggle with we have a struggle of like, oh, do you speak Tagalog or not? Do you understand it? Do you feel as though you're more of this than that?
Yes.
But now I've learned to more embrace the fact that I am both, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not swaying more than the other because, like, the Australian part of me made me who I am. The Filipino part of me made me who I am as well. So, I think before this podcast or learning about these things as I grow, before it was more so like, oh, I'm just like a normal guy, you know, normal person. And then, like, as you grow, you just embrace your culture.
Yeah,
it's like as being a father now, I start to realize how much my parents put. And how much sacrifice they put into like changing to another country, and you know that it's, I feel like more you grow, the more I have embraced my culture type of thing.
I think the podcast itself is what helps us balance the two things out, because and we've talked about it before, the formula of our the jokes that we make is we take something that is inherently Filipino, and then something that is not Filipino, maybe Australian or something of pop culture. And we put it together and we find what's funny in that. And so
see what pops out.
Yeah, exactly.
The podcast really, so unfortunately, like when Don touched on it, like there's a phase where growing up here, you want to assimilate with everyone else. And because Australia is such a multicultural, you start to lose the place where you came from, especially during high school, during that formative years.
Yeah.
You're really trying to figure out, who am I? Like, trying to create my identity. And you go with what your friends think are cool. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, being proud of where you came from isn't as cool, especially with kids. They're very, I don't know, they're nasty. Like, they've been bullying and stuff like that. But once you grow out of it, maturity comes into play. We talk about this. Like, you realize the Filipinos come in different flavors too, you know, like we grow up, we have different experiences. So I think for us, we're lucky because we get to have best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. We get to enjoy life being Australian and being Filipino at the same time. So we're able to relate with people like, you know, all over the globe. Mm-hmm. So
it's more than just a podcast now. So it's also forming identities for a lot of Filipino Australians or other half Filipinos out there in the world.
That's right. It's good, no? Ang ganda na parang mahanap mo din, parang you've created a community in that sense. Yeah. Na parang, you know, if you're a bit confused or you don't know, like, you know, where do I belong and whatnot, in their, like, you know, own way, na parang mas okay makarelate at makapunta dyan. I think meron lang isang tanong, no? Curious lang ako. What's the most Filipino thing sa bahay? Meron bang isang item that you can say sobrang Pinoy? Just one. Can you give me one?
The portrait of the Last Supper.
Okay, there you go.
Still one point for that. Yes. Okay.
The giant spoon and fork in the kitchen.
Yeah. Classic and classic. Yeah.
Mom's the Vicks.
Oh, yes. 5 points for the
Vicks. It's still in my parents' wear. Like, I was at my parents' house the other day and I saw it there and I'm like, all right, cool.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a lifetime thing. Like, this thing won't go away. Like, this is the go-to. I'm going to start implementing in my house now. So,
yeah.
What you need.
Yeah. It's what you need.
Perfect. You have the Santo Niño altar.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, definitely. You know, house.
You know, the other thing that I saw, I thought of recently, it's the dried palm leaf in the front door.
Yeah.
Especially
on Sunday. Yes.
It's a really nice
Yes.
Holy Week.
And it's still there. Even at August, September, it's still in the door.
Of course, yeah.
It's just this one leaf.
It's going to be forever.
Yeah.
And it's so dry.
Yeah.
And then the new one comes in.
Yeah.
It's just competing with the other one. It's like, oh, man.
We still have a lot of questions to ask and a lot of things to...
Of course.
Discover and explore with the cheat coders. But we're going to have a short break.
Yes.
At sa ating pagbabalik, alamin natin, ano nga ba yung mga topics at paano nila nabubuo ano, yung bawat episode. And aalamin din natin sa ating mga guests kung ano yung mga lessons na natutunan nila from their own podcasts.
And kasama natin si Raph, si Don, and si Christian. Of course, ako tanong na natin, how do you guys decide sa content, sa topic? Kasi karamihan ng content creators, this is like the hardest part, di ba? Minsan, like, you don't want to fall into parang paulit-ulit na lang. Who decides what? Paano nabubuo ang content?
Alright, so this thing... there's this technique I learned from all these podcasts that I've listened to. It's called winging it.
Yes.
So bahala na ba? Paano ba?
So we walk in, we don't talk to each other for a whole week.
Oh, okay.
And then we look at each other and then we press record. I do the intro and then we just go from there.
Minsan kami ganun din eh, parang feel na lang, no? Yeah. When you know, like each other,
pero kakatingin na lang, sige, ikaw na.
Okay
na.
That's it. Because I think the best thing about our podcast is our dynamic. The way that we interact with each other, like, no matter what, whatever we talk about,
the connectivity
between each other is just going to sell it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And plus, I think, like, each of us have, like, our own way of trying to think of a content that we would like to put on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would like to drive around and think of, like, jokes that I want to put on a podcast. Think of, like, memories that I had in the past with my family and something that would, like, that would be good for people to listen to, like stories and stuff. Like, I've noticed that Don, he's very story orientated. Like, he's the ones with he's the guy with the stories.
He likes the facts.
He's the one with the facts.
Okay. Oh, right.
Yeah. So and Christian's the one with the wildest jokes. He has the craziest jokes and the one that really hit. It makes us laugh to our belly and stuff.
Yeah.
And I try to keep things together and try to, you know, moderate.
He's
the
moderator.
I'm the moderator of the podcast, so I direct the conversation where I want it to be.
It would be chaos without Raph. We just go on.
Actually, it would be chaos without if one of us like is having a day break.
Mm-hmm.
And is left with the leftover podcasters. Oh, it's just chaos.
It's almost like we're so used to the dynamic. Mm-hmm. We're so used to the dynamic that we have that if one person is missing, then it feels so different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think early on, because we've been doing this for years, there's lots of experimentation.
Okay.
In that, I think in the early stages, we would throw things at the wall and so it's like try to see what's stuck, you know.
Okay.
And now we found this formula and like that we found that we were talking about the
winging it.
A lot of the times we were winging it and you know, we would look at our listens and see this is getting, you know, an extra two people listening to us or, you know, this now.
It's
now
working.
This is working or not. But our listenership is now a lot bigger and we're able to see bigger trends when we start to talk about things. So,
like, to be real, like, you got to be, especially as a content creator, you got to be listening to the audience.
Yeah.
Because like sometimes one day our technique of using a Filipino feature with a pop culture reference that's going to be completely useless. You know, you got to listen to where the direction of the audience are leaning towards. Like for a while now, I think that previous formula is slowly dying down for us now, and now we're getting into more of food related stuff that really like they really resonate more with our audience now. So like we had this conversation of ratios of ulam to rice.
Rice, yeah.
That really got people riled up and I was like, yo, let's do this. Yeah. So we've been like that content has been working for us lately.
Yeah. But do you have guys like yung topic na hindi nyo ina-expect na pipick upin ng mga tao or magbo-boom na hindi nyo sinasadya or napag-usapan nyo lang pero yun yung pinaka naging popular from your audience.
Also, that was a topic where we made lechon sexy.
Oh, I remember.
I never thought that would really resonate to people. And then I read the comments. It's like, yeah, dude, he's right. Lechon is the sexiest Filipino food. It's like, okay.
See the pig on the stick.
Yeah, that's it. The pig on the stick go around. And, oh, and then we put some like sexy music behind it as well.
Oh, wow.
And when I dropped it as a snippet, I was like, this is probably going to... This is just a snippet just for us to laugh about.
Yeah.
And then we realized everyone agrees. Everyone loves it. So I was like, okay, that's a surprising one.
Is there parang mas common or like most requested topic? Like you get, you know, messages na, oh, guys, talk about this or can you talk about this one or guest this person? Meron mo ganun?
I think the topic? A lot of the topic is... people always send us stuff about food, Filipino food.
Food, talaga.
About Filipino culture or little things that you know they experience in their life. What else is there? What other?
Well, I've been running the Instagram page, so we get a lot of requests of like, "Oh, why don't you mix this with this? Like, why don't you even do like a Filipino Ninja Turtles type of thing?" And this would be paragraphs of like their version of it.
Suggestions
of it. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, "Oh, I mean, like to them, I'm like, oh, cool. That sounds awesome." But in my head, it's like, you already said the idea, so I'm not gonna put it on the podcast because I feel like I'm copying.
It'll be like a script.
So like it has to be authentically within the podcast and then it naturally just comes out. So
I think organically as well, the comments that we get on social media, people add to the jokes. So we'll make a joke and because that's what we'll do. We'll think of a premise and then we'll riff on the jokes, the winging it. We'll riff on the jokes and then the punchlines will come even if they hit or not. And then in the comments, people are like, what about this? You forgot about this. You forgot about this. And so they add to the growth of that joke. And I think it's really awesome.
Mm. Do you guys encountered any bashers and how do you deal with that?
Yeah. I love this topic.
This is the camera, right?
That is the camera. You can talk to them right now. But
Payback time.
Yo, I thank you for hating on us.
Yes.
Okay. The more you hate, the more attention we get. The more you hate, the more times will pop up on someone's feed and their algorithm.
Exactly. Yeah.
So continue. If you hate us so much, you can hate down under here. Just for us. Because it makes us a stronger unit, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I said hate down under in a show called Love Down Under.
Thank you. That's a big love.
I think... For me, I love talking about this because I relish in it and I don't fight back with them. I like to message back. There was one person or a few people actually that messaged on all of our Instagram videos giving us negative comments.
Mm-hmm.
And I would message back like, I admire your commitment to, you know, commenting on every single one of our videos. Oh. You deserve an award. Even if they like comment negative stuff back, it's just giving more and more positivity because like Raf is saying, that we get more engagement, we get more.
Right, and that means that they're still following you.
They are following
us. Yeah. I've checked. They follow us.
Oh, yeah. So it means that they still see what you do. They still follow all the reels. So it means they're still there.
They love us.
I love you too.
Like your listeners, no? You mentioned kayo yung hinahanap talaga, and like, syempre yung personality nyo. What do you think yung impact nyo sa mga tagapakinig o sa inyong followers and your listeners? That, what kind of impact do you think itong nabibigay nyo?
I hope we entertain them. At least that's the minimum. Like, we are an entertainment podcast. We strive on people like laughing at our jokes. Like, it's one thing to be laughing in a room like together and stuff. Like, hey, it's fun, but finding out that people actually laugh at our jokes from another country, or like from another experience, we relate in that way type of thing. So hopefully, you know, we entertain them.
Yeah, entertainment first, and then the connection is the second thing that I think that we bring. And I feel like that was a side effect to what we do. You know, we weren't trying to.
Force them to.
Yeah, we weren't trying to force people to connect with us. It just happened that the things that we talk about is relatable, and that connection came organically, which is I'm really like.
We get so many DMs saying that people have gone through like some terrible stuff, and what made them push forward is listening to our podcast.
Beautiful.
So those messages really push us to keep going because
that was my message. Listen to my friends. Right. No, to be honest, though, like I think when we were talking about the whole identity of being Filipino and being Australian, we came across this. I guess I wasn't aware of this before, but there's like us versus them kind
divide.
Of thing with like a division between Filipinos in Philippines and the Filipinos that grew up outside. The funny things that we talk about, I like to think that it doesn't look at that divide, but more on what brings us together and what we can both relate to. Like it's the stuff that let's talk about the things that we can both laugh about rather than pushing us apart,
We're just going to change the world.
There you go. Love it.
Love it, you guys.
Feeling shot.
Yes.
Feeling shot. I mean, you never know.
And that's really amazing. Mm-hmm. And bilang panghuling message na rin sa ating mga listeners, sa ating mga kababayan here in Australia, what would you like to tell them? And saan nila kayo pwedeng mahanap, mapanood?
All right, where can they find the Cheat Coders?
TheCheatCoders.com.
And where can they find the video? On YouTube. And they can also find us on... I want people to listen to us on our Spotify's and the audio podcast is one of those things that I really have deep in my heart, like I have a love for.
Yeah.
And we just hope that, you relate to us as much as we have fun within the room. Like we're just three guys, just chilling and talking about what we experience as Filipino Australians.
Yeah.
And if you guys find some funny in it, great. If you guys relate to it, awesome. Yeah. And if you hate it, even better. Like, as long as we are engaging within this community that we have found, because we talk about the lost identity of Filipinos abroad, I feel like we're a part of that change that could bring it together. Like, we are who we are because of it, we all relate in one way. We are this type of Filipino,
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.